we want to take advantage of it.
To be able to go through before somebody else buys his house, and then they come up there.
I think they're going to pull it up so that way, so you can see what we're seeing as to why we're having an issue. So, as far as just the legal.
I will do it. I would really love to see it happen.
You correct me again, I don't mean to keep looking at Mr. Elliot, but the way that. And we can't practice law for you. So we can give you, hey, this is the statute, and we can assist in trying to tell you what those boxes are that we have to check off. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I'm happy to talk to Motley or whoever about the challenges that we have here.
They're not
insurmountable.
Correct. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Mr. Akers, you knew you were going to have this much fun and excitement today, did you?
This is simple.
It's a lot better than insurance. And it costs us a lot less, too. Maybe. Yeah, if you don't care, yeah, do beacon and then hit the control.
All pads,
22. So the discrepancy we have, go ahead and go back to the other. Beacon is showing that eastern line. Sorry. Where's the little laser?
They don't let me place this very much.
You guys can probably receive by now.
I guess the question is where did the information... that did Beacon use when it was put this way? What information?
Right here is the proposed area to be vacated.
And Beacon is showing the eastern line being just continuous with no... Now switch back over to the actual plat. The plat still has that... You can call it a curve, you can call it just an offset. Yeah. And so, what we legally have to go off of is the recorded plat, not off of Beacon. And so, that's why the question of, and even, let's say we vacate today, I don't think that still solves the problem.
I don't know, is there a subsequent plat after this that shows a realignment or additional roadway?
I don't.
Over here?
I don't think there is. And that end of the road is so bad, it's hard to get through, and there's big holes and ruts. I don't think there is, but I could be wrong. Have you ever been wrong with it? Oh, fuck. What are you doing
to this, Brandon?
That I can't talk to him. Brandon, let me ask you this, moving forward from today. Is there a way that we can, I know you guys only meet on this so many times a year.
Well,
This isn't one of those.
We can bring this back up anytime.
Perfect. I just want to get it where I can get this taken. I mean, if we're on it, I want to get it resolved in the next month. If we can, you know, table it for the next meeting, and I can get the correct, you know, the east side. If you can tell me what I need to get the car, tell me what we need to do now.
And the nose
to the utility. To the utility, yeah. Looking at that, would Mr. Mefford have to give would that property owner have to give property to allow that alignment to line up?
Or if there's an existing conveyance, either an easement right away, fee simple, dedication, I mean, there could be something existing.
Is Mr. Motley still representing you?
You know what, I can pay for this totally 100% out of my pocket for the whole road. So he called over, made sure we had everything that, you know, he thought we needed, or I could take care of myself. I can pay him for additional, you know, compensation.
Mr. Elliott, is it something you mind speaking with him about in trying to keep the rates low and kind of figure, hey, what we need to get done to get this accomplished? Is that something you guys are fine with Mr. Elliott doing?
This is a little unusual.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I'm having her reach back out to Mr. Motley. It's not unusual for the two attorneys to talk.
No, it's just normally, you know, when we do a vacation, the attorney would be here to.
Well, you know, people that one that you did 6 years ago and you involved, who doesn't
have to be
cutting their eyes, so.
And typically it is when it's, hey, I've got a road platted through a piece of property that I bought and I don't want anything here anymore.
Sure.
That's pretty cut and dry. When we're talking about multiple property owners and misalignment.
My understanding, the east side wasn't even going to be affected. That's why we were vacating it. You know, from talking to the county. I mean, you guys have been out there. I mean, we've been pondering this for quite some time. That's why we had it vacated. They weren't even going to be using the east side, so that's the reason we had it vacated. We went over to the left side of the road.
I'm looking around for Devin again.
Well, when I asked this morning, Devin, this isn't even anything that was discussed for the reason for doing it.
Do we know where Devin went? Did he go back to mapping?
Because originally I had spoken with Devin, he'd come out, he'd agreed what we needed to do, and then I went and got everything like I was supposed to, you know, the signatures from everyone with me. And then Scott stepped in and said, hey, wait a minute, you can't do that, so you do this. So that's, you know, I was trying to go in order of everything that we needed
and,
to do.
Yeah, and I apologize for the being miscommunications. Again, that's why. Nobody wants to pay a lawyer, but man, they sure are good when you got them. Sometimes.
Do you hear that, Mr. Miller?
I did, thank you.
I want you to be able to take it when you.
I sense sometimes. He doesn't get too much credit.
Your face got red, Mr. Williams.
I'll be happy to speak to Mr. Miller.
Okay.
I mean, that's all between you guys. Yeah, that's all. So, hey, Devin, we're trying to figure out. Why we are here today and where we're at, and what have you represented as far as
his property then, and I witnessed at one point out here in the middle of the road. Typically, your property then is right on the edge of your right of way. Okay, by moving, shifting that over, felt that he would move the property then back over here and give the proper alignment.
I'm not trying to be difficult. How does vacating a portion move somebody's property?
Well, we had talked and felt that vacating that portion there would shift the line over to where that property pin would shift over here to the east side of the road.
Who is
right away?
Who is we?
Well, myself, we started talking about it and talked to the survey company.
How does I'm sorry.
No.
Am I asking the right question? How does vacating a piece of property shift anybody's property pin? That doesn't make any sense to me.
I'm going off what the surveyor and they felt that that's what it was going to take to do that. And they had worked with previous administrators in the past.
And that's the same thing. Would the landowner not have to? The landowner would have to be the one that says, hey, I'm going to give up property in order to move a property pin. You can't just go out to remove property pins.
Is
that road, as it is, as it sits right now, could it not be? Is it so far out that it cannot be just...
Put like an S-curve in it?
Yeah, right where it is now. I mean, I know that might be extenuating circumstances, but the fact that that survey was done incorrectly in the beginning, I mean, I was told that by Clay Cantwell and...
Did he give you a quick claim deed?
He was going to straighten it out, but at that time, Mr. Medford would not let. It goes back a long
time. Oh, I know. Whenever you said Mr. Cantwell.
I don't understand. I mean, you look at top of the Cape and Club Road, and you look at Red Bud, and how that road is so small in the little curve. So I couldn't probably both do the same. I mean, it's not like you have traffic going 50 miles an hour down that road. I guess I'm just not understanding why you have to have everything that you need.
Again, it goes back to the two people that need to answer that question are sitting right there talking amongst themselves about this issue.
Well, can we all step out and step back in?
Devin, the question was, where it kind of does that little, why couldn't we do like an S and leave it like it is, or maybe even... Who is the on the north side? Who is that? Can that north property maybe give a little bit?
Whose property is that on the north side?
Jason Cooner.
You know, is it somewhere they can give a corner, and that way the road could go?
Oh, yeah.
Just clip it, and that way. So then the question is, as I start talking about road standards a little bit, like why couldn't we this? Why couldn't we that? I'm assuming once you start deviating from road standards, then if somebody does get hurt, then it opens up liability. I mean, it's just an onslaught of issues that it opens up. But am I
so that's impossible to just take it like it is.
Without going out and measuring it, I don't have a clue. There may be enough room for a 40-foot, a little less through there. Mm-hmm. I don't know the answer to that. Again, that would be a Devin question.
I will tell you, nobody wants to really lose a part of their property. I mean, I haven't talked to Jason Cooner in a long time. But you know, at that time, he wasn't willing to give up a part of his property. Mm-hmm. But it's been years since I've talked to him.
He's been very well. He might have a current chamber, and then his mom had mental issues, and the ambulance didn't get through.
I don't know. Okay. That person, I've talked to all of them, and they're willing to help on the road. So, yeah. I see what you're saying. That should be
the
problem with that property.
Is that where we're trying to get...
Right here is where all the water is going now.
Is that where... That's where some people personally helped out? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And right here, I've talked to people about doing a drainage easement for them in the back of their yard. And then over here on the north end of their property, coming out to Poverty Gulch, where we could then get in control of the water.
And I could be wrong. There's a pretty good elevation change on that Cooner's property.
Yes, very much it is.
So on that back side, it shouldn't hurt him any to do that because of the elevation there. And if I remember right, we can't do anything with... What road is that right there?
Timber Ridge.
We can't do anything with Timber Ridge until we get Poverty Gulch figured out. And then the drainage issues there.
Because otherwise we'd be putting water on the road that we're not
going to. Right. I mean, so again, we've tried to...
And Devin, when you talked to all those property owners there that were willing, they were willing so you could make it a 50-foot right away for the road standards?
Yes, they were willing to work with the drainage or whatever it took to make it happen. That was at that time.
Mm-hmm. It's been longer than that. It was Christmas whenever, it was just before Christmas whenever that Table Rock donated a bunch of rock, didn't they, to help that one lady out?
I think it was in the latter part of 2017, we had this room pretty well full over this.
Mr. Elliott, do you see two options? One, we get the eastern line alignment figured out, or does it look like you can, I don't want to say clip, but clip some of that corner there out of 45 or to whatever to realign?
Those are the two obvious options.
Okay.
Depending upon what the...
Landowners.
Well...
And if there's any other plats or anything out there that we're not aware of.
To me, that's step one.
Okay. Did you understand that?